Governor Gary Herbert announces how he plans to keep pace with his long-term education goals. The YWCA of Salt Lake receives a $900,000 grant from the Justice Department, and Cache County officials quarrel over air quality. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Tuesday, October 16th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Utah Governor Gary Herbert introduced a plan today to ensure the state is on pace to have 66% of all working-age Utahns earning a post-secondary degree or certification by the year 2020. The governor announced the plan during his annual education summit at Salt Lake Community College. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Herbert said he will work harder to get more Utahns, especially women, to finish college and technical programs.
We're one of the lowest in the nation when it comes to females that are getting some kind of certificate or degree post-high school. Again, I think that's an easier bar for us to move than some of the others. Some of it's going to have to do with funding and more dollars. That's maybe going to be a little harder.
Herbert says there is growing awareness among lawmakers in the legislature that they need to put more money into education.
I think they are keenly aware that it is now not just a high school diploma that is adequate to go out and compete in the marketplace. Therefore, we need to put more money in, if it's just to build more classrooms, more buildings, more science opportunities, more technology, more engineering.
The governor says as Utah's economy continues to grow, more tax money will be available for education. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
4th Congressional District Republican candidate Mia Love has received campaign money from Sarah Palin's Political Action Committee. It raised more than $833,000 from July through September. Most of that went to pay the PAC's own operating expenses. $55,000 of that went to candidates, including Love, Jeff Flake in Arizona, and Ted Cruz in Texas. The YWCA kicked off their Week Without Violence yesterday by announcing a $900,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Justice to expand domestic violence services in the Salt Lake area. KUER's Andrea Smartin has more.
The Salt Lake Area Family Justice Center moved into its new home at the downtown YWCA in June this year. At that time, the city police department started housing 6 detectives there. Director Asha Parekh says the center is just getting started with their plans to help victims of domestic violence.
There's so much more work to do in this area. I think we're just scratching the surface of things that we can do as a community.
Parekh says the latest federal grant is almost double what the center has gotten in past funding cycles. That means money to expand existing programs and to start new projects, including special services for victims of sexual violence. Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank says it also means more money to catch perpetrators and make sure they don't reoffend.
We need to do something to ensure that whether it's incarceration, whether it's treatment, whatever comes of it for the perpetrator, that they come out at the end of the process better and don't feel the need to commit domestic violence.
Officials say some funding will go to a collaborative project with the courts, district attorney's office, and the Department of Corrections to increase offender accountability. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
The Utah County Attorney's Office says it will not file felony charges against a youth football coach accused of knocking down a 13-year-old player from an opposing team. Nathan Harris's case has now been referred to the city attorney's office in Payson, which could still file misdemeanor charges. Harris says he has no intent to injure the boy and only put out his hands to protect himself. He's been arrested and released on bail. A woman says she wants the Cottonwood Heights Police Department to pay her vet bill after an officer shot her pit bull as it was attacking another dog. Cottonwood Heights Police Sergeant Gary Young says Nova Jimin's pit bull attacked a border collie as it was being walked by its owner on a sidewalk. Jimin tells the Deseret News police didn't have to shoot the dog. Construction crews are completing work on a project to pump water from deep aquifers beneath the old Geneva Steel site. The Deseret News reports it could begin delivering water to communities in Utah County by July of 2014. It could eventually supply the needs of 300,000 people. The project manager says the water is clean and not contaminated by years of industrial activity on the site. The Utah Air Quality Board held a hearing in Logan yesterday to add to public comment on its proposed plan to reduce air pollution in Cache County. KUER's Dan Bomas has more.
The county council has resisted a requirement for a county-wide emissions testing plan similar to what's done on the Wasatch Front, Former Mendon Town Council member Jason Wooden testified at the hearing and argued, as have many others, that the bad air inversions typically happen only 5 days a year in Cache County.
We're not big enough to have to worry about it the other 360 days a year, on average. I mean, some years, yeah, it's more like 10 or 20 days of the year. The last 2 years, I believe, there haven't been any.
Wooden suggested an alternative plan for a voluntary emissions inspection program. Those who complied would get a green sticker on their cars. Those without them wouldn't be allowed to drive on bad air days. The Division of Air Quality is taking public comment on the plan through the end of October.
The city of Monticello has been recruiting wind energy developers for years. But as a wind project gets closer to reality, some residents of the town are objecting. They say tall wind turbines will spoil the view, and they created a picture of turbines behind the city's new LDS temple to illustrate their point. The city is asking the wind farm developer to pull together its own visual simulation to illustrate how close proposed turbines would be to existing homes and businesses. And that is your KUER News Pod for Tuesday, October 16th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.